I think this is going to be a little bit challenging for the oncologists in practice to digest. One of the things, again, that we've seen in our patterns of care study is that actually AC followed by docetaxel is a relatively common adjuvant non-protocol strategy that's used. Do you think that at this point, maybe that needs to be rethought?
Personally, for me, yes, I'm rethinking it. I'm always hesitant to tell people what they should think. I mean, right now, and this ties in very well with our B38 trial,
right.
You know, when we look at the data and the reported studies, clearly the two most notable trials have been BCRG-001, TAC versus FAC, and then the dose dense 9741 versus the 9344 from CALGB. And I guess our view is that right now, TAC appears to be the optimal way to give anthracycline Taxotere or doxorubicin Taxotere. Dose dense AC Taxol is the optimal way to give that regimen. Now, which of those two is better? It's impossible to even begin to tell without doing the trial, and that's why we felt that that was an important thing to look at in B38. It's a very pragmatic design, I think, that speaks to a question that I think may be a little more prominent now with the B27 results, that people, I think, sort of thought, well, Taxotere is still probably the better drug, and I think this will make people think, well, am I as sure of that as I thought?
That B38 study really is an interesting study. I know it just got launched. You mentioned the dose-dense ACT a la CALGB 9741 as one arm, the TAC from BCRG as the second arm, but then the third arm is very interesting. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that, the dose-dense ACT plus gemcitabine.
Right. On B38, I guess we more or less are considering TAC kind of as our control arm just because it has linked to B30, but you know, the statistics are saying that the third investigational arm has to beat both of the two more or less standard arms. But I think an advantage of dose-dense therapy is that it is so well tolerated that there is very clearly the opportunity to add the fourth drug to the paclitaxel. TAC is pretty much a maximum regimen. You really can't push that one much more than has been done. So I think the dose-dense program does allow for incorporation of new medication, and just sort of the way things evolved as we started looking for a candidate drug to combine with paclitaxel, the study of paclitaxel gemcitabine versus paclitaxel in metastatic breast cancer was reported at ASCO, showing, you know, improved response rate, time to progression. Subsequently, now we've also seen survival. The drug's been approved for metastatic breast cancer because of those results. And so that obviously got our interest in it. But the other thing that was there was a number of investigators, Dr. Colomar in particular from Spain, had been working on looking at dose-dense paclitaxel with gemcitabine and had done a phase 2 study of patients with untreated metastatic breast cancer that had a response rate of like 69%, 25% PCR rate, and a remarkable safety profile, because he was using doses of 2,500 milligrams per meter of gemcitabine every 2 weeks combined with 150 of paclitaxel, and really very, very well tolerated. So those two data sets to us made it seem ideal to basically bring the dose-dense regimen into the adjuvant setting, because it could be added to Norton's regimens, the dose-dense regimen.